fingers and no toes and sometimes no feet, and the hands were nubs, and that leprosy eats away the perimeter of your body. I found out a lot later by doing some reading on it that leprosy doesn't eat anything. Leprosy is a nervous disease, a nervous system disease. It destroys your nerves, so you can't feel anything, so you rub off your nose and you rub away your chin and you rub off your ears and you rub off your fingers and toes because you cannot feel, you cannot sensitize the level of pressure, the degree of pressure that's being applied, and you literally start erasing yourself. You can thank the Lord that you can feel pain. That's a gift that God has given us to warn us when we are doing damage to our bodies. And conscience like that is the same kind of warning system that God has given to us to tell us when we're doing damage to our souls, when we're doing damage to the spiritual part of us. Look at Romans chapter 2 for a moment, and I'm going to give you a long introduction and a very short message, whatever that might be worth, may not be worth much. But just so you know, we're working up to something. In Romans chapter 2, it says, the Gentiles, verse 14, who do not have the law, do instinctively the things in the law. These not having the law are law to themselves, verse 15, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts. And I don't want to get to this part. Their conscience bearing witness. The conscience is a witness, and it has two functions. It either, according to that verse, in their thoughts, accuses or excuses. It either indicts you or it defends you. It either says this is good for you or this is bad for you. It is the most important warning system because it's dealing not with the outside, but with the inside. To do anything to make conscience function less than perfectly is to engage in soul-destroying activity. The wisdom of our day wants to render the conscience ineffective. The enemy, the god of this age, who develops the system that surrounds us in the world, wants us to ignore conscience and misinform conscience. Conscience may be saying, pull up, pull up, pull up.